All right, it's a new day, people. Everything that you go through is to help other people when you get on the other side. Anything. It's to help you grow spiritually, but it's also to help other people. And so, every day's a new day. The past is the past. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, we press on. And so that could be yesterday, or last week, or last year, or 5 years, 10 years. The past is the past. If you dwell on the past, you're dwelling in Fantasy Island, because the past don't exist anymore. And let's say there's people in the past that used to be a certain way. They're not even the same person anymore, because everybody changes every day. Within 2 months, I'll be a new person. If you're going through a spiritual warfare about something, you know, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call another spiritual giant and talk to them long enough, and you two will solve the problem. And I actually did that yesterday. I had a long conversation with a spiritual giant, and she's been doing this kind of stuff for a while, and she's talked to people online, you know, and people going through stuff. And we all, I don't care who it is, I've seen good fundamental preachers dealing with stuff, physical stuff that they could solve. I know one right now, he's dealing with stuff. And I told him 5 years ago, him and his wife dealing with the same thing. I told him 5 years ago, he works at this part-time at this little business over here. I told him 5 years ago, I said, cut back sugar and your problem will go away. I think he's got a cane now. He could actually solve his physical problem just by fasting and cutting back sugar. But he would rather listen to the mainstream doctors instead of something offline, you know, something off mainstream. If you really want to solve a lot of health problems, just start fasting and cutting back sugar. You know, do a 14-hour, you know, after 5 or 6 o'clock, don't eat till 8 o'clock the next day. And you'll be strong. You'll lose weight. You'll feel better. You'll cure all your junk. The only reason I have an Instagram account is because I can watch the free medical stuff that's off the mainstream. I don't have it on there talking to anybody at all. No post. I did an old post. At one time I started to use it, but I said, nah, this is like 5 years ago. I said, nah, this is not good. So if you go to the free speech platforms and just type in solutions for blah, 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 you're going to find some solutions that you won't see on YouTube because they block you. They're mainstream. Only certain ones are going to rise up. But anyway, back to spiritual warfare. When you see there's a problem, don't wait. Don't wait. When you see there's a problem, a major spiritual problem going on, don't wait. Call somebody. Go talk to somebody and get their opinion. Say, how did we get here? Ask yourself, how did you get there? How did we get in this situation? How did we get into this insanity, chaos, whatever? And go back to the beginning and knock down the first brick and the whole house falls down. Knock down the cornerstone and the whole house falls down. You're in a spiritual battle, and they try. Here's one of the things I've learned in spiritual battles. You know, in July, I just shut down. I said, I'm done. I said, I'm just going to do nothing for 3 months. Turned to 6, turned to 9. And I realized that was the mistake, because whenever you get when you say, oh, okay, I've been working hard my whole life, I'm going to take some time off of my normal routine of work and invest and all that stuff, that's when you mess up. the devil sees you just say, okay, I'm going to take me a break, take a year off, and just do nothing. That's when the devil kicks in, right? Because you're not vigilant. You're not aware because you're just chilling. You're being lazy. This place is, your life is a vapor. You're supposed to be diligent. I mean, there's times and seasons to take a vacation, take a break, but think about all the rich people out there. They don't have to work and they get into trouble. The Bible talks about it. Let's say you do get ahead financially and you're pretty much set on most of your stuff. The bottom could drop out at any time, so be thankful. But let's say somebody's got a lot of money and they don't have to work or anything, and they're just chilling. The Bible talks about the rich man falls into sin and trouble more than the poor man. The poor man's trying to survive. The poor will always be with you. The poor are rich in faith, you know. So the rich man is trusting in his riches instead of in faith in God, you know. David was sitting there in the kingdom, and there was a war. Instead of him out there fighting in the war, he was sitting back in the palace chilling, got in trouble, right? And Nathan the prophet, now were you talking about David as a warrior, right? Nathan the prophet came up and said, you're the man. Told him a little story, and David said, let's get him. And Nathan said, it's you, you're the man. David was so much in delusions and sin, he couldn't see his own stuff. And Nathan the prophet comes up and says, you are the man. Whether it's a man or woman, listen, maybe it's you. Maybe it's not the other person. Maybe you're the problem. You're the man. You're the woman. Maybe it's you. Maybe the other people are not the problem. Maybe it's you. Look in the mirror. And David could have cut Nathan's head off, but he didn't. He fell down on his face and repented. His baby died. And this is a good object lesson too. He got up, washed his face, and went back to business. So whoever it is out there, you're the man, you're the guilty one. Go wash your face and get back to business. And what you've learned through the process, apply it. Get your house in order, get your car in order, get your finances in order, get your business in order, get everything in order. And be diligent in your business. Do you want to take a vacation here and there? Yeah, that's fine. I might drive down to White Lake this weekend. But from this day forward till Friday or Saturday, before I drive down there, I'm going to be working hard. Keep my stuff in order. I got everything in order. I still got stuff to do, don't get me wrong. But I got it in order. So when I walk in the house, I know where everything's at. I don't have to step over anything. I'm putting shelves on the wall and making more shelving. And I might even go to Lowe's and get me some shelving that fits a spot, you know. Get your house in order, get your life in order, and spiritual house is number one. Get your spiritual house in order too. It's all connected. It's all connected. If you're out here at the bar, at the counter drinking, I already know that your spiritual house is not in order because your heart's hard. You have a hard heart. If you're out here drinking, you have a hard heart. You know, I've talked to some believers. And they say, you know, a little bit of wine here and there, if, you know, even Paul said Timothy, but the danger of that is you start to trust in it. If you really want to sleep, go get you some magnesium glycinate, and then you'll go to sleep like a baby. If it's a problem, if it's trying to get rid of stress, maybe you're in the wrong job, maybe in the wrong career, you know. If your job is that stressful, I believe I'd go change careers because stress is the worst thing for you. It gives you Stress gives you, just go to the National Cancer Site or whatever it's called and just look through there, and stress is the number one cause of cancer and sickness, you know. Shut down your stress and you'll stay young. And actually, if you do fasting, you'll reverse your age. you might think I'm crazy, but it's true. And you might say, how's that? Well, spiritually, I could talk about it, but let's just talk about it natural. Autophagy. It's called autophagy. And so when your body goes into autophagy, especially if you're doing 24-hour fasting and maybe longer, your body regenerates. All the old cells get eat up. The body starts to use those cells for food. And you regenerate. And you might say, that's impossible. Well, go ahead. You don't do the research and you'll find out. So you've been believing mainstream for so long, you don't even, you think somebody's telling you something that's impossible when it's how it's always been from Genesis to now. It's how it's always been from Genesis till now. When you get lazy and you get lackadaisical, or you get content and you say, oh, I'm just going to, that's when you have a problem. If I was in an office, a cube, I'd be going up and down the steps. At lunch, I'd be walking around the building. Before work, I'd be riding the bike. After work, I'd be riding the bike. Because you got to do it daily. Because if you don't do it daily, it doesn't become a part of your life, you know. You have to create that daily routine. Study autophagy, and it'll change your life. Autophagy will change your life. Talk to another born-again believer, especially a spiritual giant, for about an hour about something you're going through, and your whole worldview is going to shift. And it's like, the conclusion that we came to last night is you already won. So how do you stay in victory? You just stay in the script. Lord, let me think about this situation like you would. Let me do everything that you would in this situation. Would you walk away? Yes. Would you stay in the Word? Yes. Would you cut ties? Yes. Would you memorize more Bible verses? Yes. Would you get in the Word? Yes. Would you hang out with believers? Yes. Would you have faith that it's already done? Yes. It's already finished. Would you post Bible verses on your wall as you're going out the door? Or let's say there was a memory somewhere, whether it was in your car or in a room or something like that. Put Bible verses right there. Fellowship with one believer. If you can do two or three, fine, cool. But just one believer, just talk to one Bible believer. Set apart, save to the uttermost believer, and see what happens. Your whole world goes back to normal. Because you might have been deceived by an agent of Satan, and without even knowing it. And if they can, if an agent of Satan can betray you and get you bitter, then you've let the door open, you know. You don't have to be bitter, but I'm just saying if it does happen, because there's no reason to be bitter. Jesus paid it all. You're already free, seated in the heavenlies. Everything is finished. Anyway, the next day is a new day, or right there on the spot. You pray about it, make the conclusion, reorganize your space, and everything's free. You're free as a bird. Past is past. None of it really matters. Because your life is a vapor anyway. Spiritual warfare is real, and you really just got to be diligent. When you're in the middle of it, you really just got to do every thought, every decision, every step has to be right. Do that for 60 days, and you win the battle.